So I thought we'd take the opportunity, since Hanukkah is kind of winding down, and I don't know how many more shailas we're going to have in the next, 28 hours or so of Hanukkah. So I think maybe we'll have a few. But I thought maybe what we do is just kind of put things into perspective a little bit more in terms of Machshava and Hashkofa, following a little bit along the lines of what we spoke at the very end of Shir yesterday, but perhaps even developing it a little bit further as to how it plays out for us, particularly as Bnei Yeshiva. And hopefully this will be a little bit of a charge for the end of the Zman as well, or I don't even call it the end of the Zman, but the little temporary hiatus in terms of at least maybe some of the formal parts of the Zman, but of course, never really ending. So we spoke a little bit at the end of the Shir yesterday about the significance in the phrase of the Al HaNisim of L'Havir Mechuk Eretzenecha. But truth to be told, the phrase L'Havir Mechuk Eretzenecha is really part two. It's really the second half of what the Yevanim wanted to do, as we say explicitly in the first half of the Al HaNisim, L'Hashkicham Teresecha, that the goal may have been L'Havir Mechuk Eretzenecha, but the method that they employed was L'Hashkicham Teresecha, that it's Shichas HaTorah that sets the stage ultimately for that very, very difficult conclusion of L'Havir Mechuk Eretzenecha. Everything that we spoke about yesterday about what it means to be over the chukim, what it means to appreciate the chukim, what it means to be shmiras chukim. So everything seems to hinge upon the first half. The first half being mashkich of the resechas. Let's learn a little bit together the sugya, both in terms of a little bit of halacha and a little bit of machshava. What exactly that means, shichas haTorah? What exactly the significance? What exactly are the consequences of shichas haTorah? And how it very much plays into some of the things we spoke about yesterday. So the sugya of shichas haTorah has to be analyzed like any other sugya. The analysis in terms of halacha, in terms of lomdos, what exactly is it all about? So the notion of forgetting one's learning is maybe this is a good thing pre-bechina. Maybe this is a good preparation. So the Mishnah tells us that Pirkei Avos commenting on the pasuk in Parshas Veschanan, "Pen tishkach es advar she'roi necha pedesu luvachol chori bechayecha." That there is a prohibition to be hashachech davrechem mishnasai. A person forgets something, so then he's in violation of law in the Torah. So the Mishnah is very, very quick to calm us down a little bit to explain to us that it doesn't mean that every time you forget every single teretz and toisus, every time you forget every diuk of Reb Chaim, so all of a sudden you're I violated the law of the Torah and you're. The Mishnah says that since the pasuk says at the end of Pen Yesu Milvapcha, Eina Eivrash Yesir Milibay. That a person is not in violation of this issue by merely forgetting something, but rather it has to be almost like an act of forgetting. Actually, Yasir Malibai, that the person has to actively be mace in the Divrei Torah from his lave. So then and only then is he in violation of Pentishka Chasadvar. What does that mean, actually, Yasir Malibai? That's a machlekes in the Farshim. Some of the Farshim say it means the person has to, Mom, just try. I want to forget it. Like the kid when he takes his final. And takes his last test in school, so he goes and he rips up the notebook and he rips up the book. And yeah, the person makes such a to do. I'm so I can't wait to forget the first five blocks. Wow, let me pass that eighth step and then I don't have anything to do with that limit anymore. That would be actually a seer belief. But some of Farshim say that it's a little bit more subtle than that. Some of Farshim say that it doesn't have to be such as active, proactive shicha. But if a person is careless, a person is negligent, the person doesn't take chazara seriously, so that could also be a gather of a little bit of a achyasir belibo as well. And when I'm not going to comment on each and every scenario of what does cross that line of achyasir belibo. Baruch Hashem, we talked to B'nai Torah, so even if a person does that, something like 100 on the Bechina, it doesn't mean that he was in violation of achyasir belibo. Could be he didn't know in the first place. So the good news is that if you don't know the shiur, it's a new chumrah. The new chumrah is don't learn anything, because if you learn something, then he's very firm. He doesn't want to learn anything because he's afraid lest he violate the yisur shichas hadaras. So he doesn't learn anything in the first place. So that's probably not the correct conclusion to draw. How to avoid that issue of shichas hadaras. But I call upon him. The Mishnah says that there is such a notion. The question is, what is so terrible about it? Why does the Torah go out of its way to give us a law? What is so gefil? Chadas, I forgot. It's a big deal. I forgot a little here, a little there. What's so terrible? Even if it's at Shasir Beliba, okay. What's so, what is so good, terrible about Shechas HaTorah? So there seems to be a major machlokes that we showing him in terms of understanding what the nature of this Isra is all about. So Rabbeinu Yonah, in his comments in Pirkei Avos, his Perush Pirkei Avos, writes that Kol Shechecht Avecha Mishpasei, the reason why that is so problematic is because that Shigas Tamar of the Zodim, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that when a person forgets his learning, so that's going to lead to Averis. Because here, when he learns, so he knew what he's allowed to do on Shabbos, what he's not allowed to do on Shabbos, what he's allowed to do on Pesach, not allowed to do on Pesach. He learned how to put on the phone, not to put on. Now he's going to forget everything. So now his Shabbos is going to be all messed up. He thought that he heard a great shiur 10 years ago, last time he learned the Shabbos. So he thought he heard a gewaltige shiur all about cooking on Shabbos. And he thought, you're allowed to cook on Shabbos. He didn't remember that much from this year. He thought, that's what the mitzvah, Erech Shabbos. He forgot, Echol Nefesh, that's only by Yom Tov, not by Shabbos. A small mistake. It's a skila. If a person doesn't learn properly, a person forgets what he learns, that's going to impact on the Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Rabbeinu Yonah is really telling us a tremendous chiddush here. Rabbeinu Yonah is learning that there's nothing intrinsically wrong with Shechas HaTorah. If a person learning a sugya tucked away in the middle of Uktzer or something, it's not going to impact on any great deal in the Shmiras HaMitzvahs because Tumas Eichlin hasn't applied for the last 2,000 years. So, it's not a nice thing to do. We hope that he's a little bit more careful, but in terms of being even the Yisr of Shechas HaTorah, so you get the impression of Rabbeinu Yonah that the Yisr is not really so much the limit per se that the Torah is coming down hard against. The Torah wants to make sure that the Shechas HaTorah doesn't interfere, doesn't impact on Yishmiras HaMitzvahs. The real problem of Shechas HaTorah is that Yishmiras HaMitzvahs is going to be deficient. This idea that Rabbeinu Yonah is touching upon is highlighting the dimension of Limud HaTorah of Godel Tamar Shebevel De Maise. So Chazal use that phrase, Godel Tamar Shebevel De Maise, that shouldn't be misunderstood to mean that Tamar Torah is only there to be Mevel De Maise. That wasn't the point of this statement of Chazal. There is a dimension of Talmud Shemevel De Maise. There's no question that the more one learns, the better one shmiras HaMitzvah is going to be twofold. First of all, in a very practical sense, that if a person doesn't know the din, he's not going to be able to observe the mitzvahs properly, just from a technical, logistical point of view. But in addition, it's also going to impact on the shmiras HaMitzvahs from a machshava point of view. But the more that a person is involved in learning something, so he gets excited about it, so it's going to have much more meaning to him. So when Pesach rolls around a few months from now, so your tashbis is going to be a different tashbis. And according to Tosfos, you're not going to do tashbis. But okay, I mean, you're ein b'chom tzos reif. Okay, maybe you don't have to do that. You're a bit of rice, a bit of amasag. But whatever you do before Pesach, it's going to be a different Pesach. There's no question about it. A person spends 8 months learning Rambam's and Raifens and Rechaim's and Chachinuch, what the Shabbos is, not the Shabbos is, Rashi, Tais, speak a bit of it. And then when you actually put it into practice, it's a whole new world. It's different than last year. Yeah, last year he opened up the article Haggadah and said, okay, on the eve of Passover, do the following. Yeah, okay, follow the steps. They're very nice. That's nice. But that's not the same as a guy who's really Ryan Gutton and Bittul and Badik and everything, Yom Halayla for 8 months. It's going to be a very, very different experience. I mean, it's this. The Godel Tamar Shel Mevel De Maase, it impacts not only practically, it impacts in terms of my machshava, my hislavos, my enthusiasm for mitzvahs as well. We always have this problem that when we learn mesechtas like Pesachim, so that makes a lot of sense. Godel Tamar Shel Mevel De Maase. So a few years ago, Godel Tamar Shel Mevel De Maase, but every once in a while we learn different mesechtas. You can also say that, but a couple of years ago we looked at a kama. We spent most of the year about animals eating other people's rishuya, shade, regal, boar, age, that kind of stuff. So it's hard for that to be, it could be maybe they're nice in the sense of you'll be much more careful. It means if you're banging, if you're banging somebody's car in the parking lot, you'll actually stop them and it'll make sure to find the owner to pay. You will have appreciated the sugyas of other mamazet, but will it make you more excited about paying? I don't know. Guy's going to be so excited. Oh, Bosh, why is another Mazik? Wow, I can't wait to do that again. Oh, let me dig this bore in the street so I can fulfill the din of Bala Boy Shalem. Wow, that's exciting. So, okay, so that part doesn't impact too much. But again, everybody agrees that Godel Tamar Shel Mevel De Maase, one should not misunderstand Rabbeinu Yonah to be saying that Tamar is only Mevel De Maase. That's the only reason why we learn is to be able to know what to do. The only reason why we learn is so it's an impact on our shmiras mitzvahs. That's a very, very incorrect, very much of a misrepresentation of what the goal of Talmud Torah is. The Beis HaLevi has a famous, famous piece of Parshas Chumash and Parshas Mishpatim. He has it in his Tshuvas as well, where he develops this whole yisod that there are two halachim of Talmud Torah, that there's Talmud Torah as a means to an end of Gadol Talmud Shulam De Maisa, and then there's Talmud Torah as an end in and of itself. There's Talmud Torah as something that's done just for the sake of living a Torah, just Torah Lishma. We learn Torah because it's there. We learn Torah because Baruch Hu gave it to us. We learn Torah because that's what we're here for, is to become great, 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 great Talmid Chachamim, to learn as much of Baruch Hu's Torah that we can. It doesn't matter, so the Beis HaLevi, whether the particular sukkah is going to impact on your life, whether it's going to lead you to do a maisa. It doesn't make the slightest bit of difference. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is a mitzvah in and of itself. That's what the Beis HaLevi explains. That's the difference between Nasa and Nishma. Nasa means that you're makabel upon yourself to do the mitzvahs themselves. And part of the Kabbalah, so see, as a mitzvah is living a Torah. Because when I'm makabel to keep Shabbos, well, of course I'm makabel to learn Shabbos. How are you going to keep Shabbos without learning Shabbos? When I'm makabel to put on tefillin, of course I'm makabel to learn tefillin. If you don't learn tefillin, how in the world do you know how to put on tefillin? So part of the mitzvah, part of the Kabbalah HaTorah that preceded Har Sinai of Nasa was an understanding, we're going to do the mitzvahs, and we're going to learn Kitzvah, we're going to learn the Shabbos Yochas, we're going to learn all the obstacle Kitzvah to know how to do what we're supposed to do. Nishma is a whole different dimension. Nishma means we're going to learn Torah, we're going to learn, we're going to learn Uktzin, we're going to learn Yevamis, Arba Achin, Asun, Arba Achoyos, and we're going to learn Shnaimach in the palace. We're going to learn crazy cases that happen. And it doesn't matter. It's all part of Chachmas HaTorah. This is the way Kadosh Baruch Hu presented us his Chachmas HaTorah in sugyas that are not even relevant to Maisa. That's what the Chafetz Chaim said, the same thing. Chafetz Chaim said, that's what the Gemara means when it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvahs of Yoni Nachas, of Tzarah Meiran, and Nigibatim, to Reish for Kabbal Schar. These mitzvahs never happened, never will happen. The Reish for Kabbal Schar. I don't understand. And why do I need these halachim of Torah? Why can't I just have Shabbos and Kashrus and Taz Mishpach and Tefillin and Mezuzah? I'll have plenty of Derosh, I'll spend the whole lifetime and then some being Derosh and Kabbal Schar. So why did Kadosh Baruch Hu build into the system parts of Torah that are B'chlal not relevant to Maisa? So Chafetz Chaim explained, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to highlight us that don't mistakenly think that Torah is just the means to an end. I only learn Shabbos because it's going to lead me to Shabbos. I learn Shabbos because it's part of Torah Hashem. Whether it happens to impact the Shabbos or not, that's nice. That's a added benefit. The Talmud Torah is an end in and of itself. So when Rabbeinu Yehuda is highlighting the fact that the Shechei Adonai Mishnasai is because of impact on the Shmiras HaMitzvahs, Rabbeinu Yehuda didn't mean to say that that's the only reason why you're learning. That's an important reason why you're learning. And maybe there's a certain degree of kedima that the post-Kedima of the Talmud Torah discuss. If you have a choice between learning Lamaisa and not Lamaisa, then you can discuss the sugyas of kedima, not kedima. But in terms of saying that Talmud Torah is only made with a ma'aseh, that's a misrepresentation of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah seems to have an entirely different picture of this sugya. Even though we're not in Sheng Shul, I still have a climate control problem here. First it was freezing cold in my room, so I turned on the heat. I turned on the heat, and now it's so hot, I opened the window. So I we'll see what happens. We have to close the window again when it gets so cold. So just to make you guys feel that we're back together in shake. Okay. Put on my coat off the coat, on the coat off the coat. So back to the Rambam. So the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah presents an entirely different way of understanding this mission of Hashechech Davrach HaMishnasa. The Rambam prefaces by saying that until when in one's life must a person be involved in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? There are certain mitzvahs that a person does once in a lifetime. Let's say I wrote a Sefer Torah. So I did the mitzvah once, but I don't have to do it again. A person some mitzvahs are done once a year, some mitzvahs are done once a day, some mitzvahs are done once in a lifetime, some mitzvahs are only done when an occasion warrants it. So until when in one's life must the person continue to be involved in learning? I learned already. I've been learning already. Baruch Hashem, I'm 55 years old. I've been learning for a couple of years. So, at what point does one end? So the Rambam writes that the mitzvah Talmud Torah ends biyom oso. It ends when a person leaves this world. That's the sof davar of the mitzvah Talmud Torah. And then when the Rambam writes, why is that? Why is it that the person has to keep on going? So the Rambam writes, because if a person doesn't keep on going, then he rests on his laurels and he says, you know, I learned the last 30, 40 years, and now I'm retiring, and now I'm not really going to learn too much. So the Rambam says, so the way the Teva Adam is, that Baruch Hu created us, we have, we forget things, but we don't chaz, we forget. If we don't keep on going, we forget. So the Rambam writes, so as soon as a person stops learning, he's been miyadu shecheyach. And miyadu shecheyach, that's a problem. He's going to be in violation of the din of kol shecheyach tavrech mishnasoi. So that's a problem. So what does that mean? The Rambam puts this idea of forgetting one's learning into the hagdara of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He says, hilchos Talmud Torah, now this is not hilchos Shabbos, it's not hilchos Kashrus. This is not how to improve my mitzvah observance. The Rambam is telling you the sheer bedavar in the midst of Talmud Torah. The Rambam is saying that you have to learn kol yamav, because if you don't learn kol yamav, you can be shecheach. So it sounds like the Rambam is saying to you that being shecheach, the Rambam Mishnaso, is going to be a pagam in your midst of Talmud Torah. It's going to impact on the way you perform the mitzvah. You didn't perform the mitzvah properly. What does that mean? So Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva writes that the Rambam is clearly emphasizing a different mahalach than Rabbeinu Yoyah. The Rambam is focusing on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah requires of you not to forget your learning. Why is that? Because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah already, many of you have already explained, there are multiple facets to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah, a ma'isa mitzvah, like Yisrael Yom V'Layla, you have to learn a little bit in the morning, a little bit at night. That's one dimension of Talmud Torah. But there's also a dimension of Talmud Torah called Yedias HaTorah, knowledge of Torah, understanding of Torah. So how do we know there's a mitzvah of Yedias HaTorah? That's what the Gemara says in Kedusha, V'shinat L'manecha, Shiyudu V'etayim L'chudad B'ficha, that the words of Torah are supposed to be sharp in your mouth. You're supposed to know Torah. You're supposed to Atagam Yevetayim L'loy. You're supposed to be, everything should be on the tip of your tongue. That's the mitzvah of V'shinat L'manecha. You have to do whatever you can during the course of your lifetime to make sure that you reach the level of Yedias HaTorah. The mitzvah is ma'is of Talmud Torah. So now you do a little bit in the morning, a little bit at night. That you do every day. But that's not going to get you to the point of the Chudam L'ficha. That's what the Ran writes in the beginning of Sechas Nedarim. And the Gemara says that a person could just say Kriyash B'Shachas Yarvis and call it a day. So he doesn't have to learn anymore. So the Ran writes, and obviously, if you read the Gemara, it's clear that doesn't mean that you learn a Mishnah here, learn a Mishnah there, and you're good to go. What that means is that you perform technically by Gisri Yorolan. I learned a little more, a little night. It says the Ran, that's not going to suffice for you. The Yisra Torah, how in the world is learning, saying Kriyashma every morning, you'll be a great book in Kriyashma, but you won't know anything about Pabba Mitzvah. So, of course, you have to learn as much as you can, as much as you can, as much as you can, because that is the all-encompassing goal of one's life of Yedias Kala Torah Kula. So what's the shear? How much Yedias HaTorah do you have to have? That's what the Rambam is saying. The mitzvah Yedias HaTorah is Kala Torah Kula. It means you have to keep on going. There's no stopping. You have to keep on learning more and more and more and more and more. That's what the Baruch Be'er writes in one of his pieces of the Sefer Kedushin. He writes, there's a terrible misconception about what, how much a person is mechuyav to learn in order to say yotzasi dechavasi. So Baruch Be'er says, there's a misconception. People think that as long as you got a smattering of text, or Jewish text, you know how to daven, you know how to Abba Sedra a little bit, you know basic halacha, you know how to read a little bit of Gemara. So you're good to go. I'm an educated Jew, so that's good. So Baruch Be'er says, he said the mitzvah of Talmud Torah requires us to constantly grow, to strive, lay the kol Torah kula. Again, it's not exactly an easy goal to reach. So we try to perform the mitzvah to the best of our ability. So we'll perform the mitzvah 80%, we'll perform the mitzvah 40%, we'll try the mitzvah 95%. We keep on going. We never rest on our laurels. That's what the Moshe explains. That's what the Rambam is driving at when he says that you have to learn ad yom moso, because if you're going to be shecheyach, so shichas haTorah is going to be pagam in your yedias haTorah. Once you forgot it, you don't know it anymore. So you have to constantly review. You have to constantly be chaz. You have to constantly be in the state of living haTorah. Right? Again, within the Torah, Olach Hashareh, said the Baruch Hu built us with that ability to forget things. So so the same way that Baruch Hu built us with the, we need to eat, we need to sleep, we need to relax. We have other needs that can detract from our we're not going to be able to spend every single moment of our lives in pursuing that goal of the Yisra Torah. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us that way. But there are other things that we have to do as well. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into us that Kach HaShichacha. So we have to be able to do whatever we can to overcome that. We have to do whatever we can to learn as much as we can, because the more that we learn, the more we will retain, the more we will remember, and the closer, the greater kiva b'diyas kol derekula, we will be able to reach. That's a lifetime goal. That's what the Rambam understood, that kol shecher tarech b'shnasai, it's not because it's impacted Shmiras HaMitzvahs. For many others, it may also be true, but that's not really what the focus is. The focus of kol shecher tarech b'shnasai is the fact that it's going to impact only at the tracks of your mitzvah of Yedias HaTorah, which is ultimately the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. But there seems to be a third approach in the Rishonim as to what Shechech the Rech is all about, and almost seems to take the Ma'ariv Chazal really not so much focusing on the Lashon HaMishnah, but almost focusing on the Pasuk itself. So the Ramban has a comment in Sefer Mitzvahs, where the Ramban explains that the pasuk that Chazal are picking up on Kol Shecher Tarech B'Shnasai, it's true, you shouldn't forget what you're learning. Ramban seems to say that that's almost like a shtickle asmach. That's not really what the pasuk is talking about. But the pasuk is really talking about is what the pasuk is talking about. The pasuk is talking about Ma'amid Har Sinai. It's in Parashat Veschanah, Moshe Rabbeinu is chazing over Ma'amid Har Sinai with Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, by the way, make sure that Tishkach Sedvar Moshe Roi Necha. What is Moshe Roi Necha? So the Mishnah refers to the Divrei Torah. But the Ramban says, no, Shiroi Necha refers to literally the Pshuto Shel Mikra, the real Din Dereis in this pasuk, is to tell me, Shiroi Necha, Maimon Har Sinai. You shouldn't forget Maimon Har Sinai. That's what we're not supposed to do. Shiroi Necha, you're not supposed to forget Maimon Har Sinai. How do you remember Maimon Har Sinai? You got to keep on talking about it. You got to live it up. You got to, that's already an emotional thing. According to the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah, so Yisra Rabbit Chazadvarim means, don't get a 70 at the beginning. You could have gotten 100 at the beginning, you get a 70, that's a problem. But according to Ramban, that's what it means. According to Ramban, Pen Yasur Mulavcha, and Mitish Ghazvam, Pen Yasur Mulavcha means you shouldn't forget the events that accompanied the Kabbalah Satorah. It means the excitement, Kosu Rokim, the Kol Gadol, the Kol Shofar, all the emotions, all the to do, all the hullabaloo that accompanied Ma'amid Har Sinai. That should be with you all the time. Why is that so important? Because that's going to give chiyus to your Shmiras HaMitzvahs. That's the emotional side of Kabbalah Satorah. That's not the nitty gritty world of remembering every single Tosfos. Rambam was also in favor of remembering every Tosfos. That's not really what the Pasuk is talking about. The Pasuk is talking about is to always make sure that the emotional side of Kabbalah Satorah accompanies you throughout your life. So this time you have to do things to get that way. You know, that you have to do actions in order to get yourself to reach that point. So how do you do that? So sometimes Shmiras HaMitzvahs themselves can help with the emotional side. Sometimes you have to supplement it a little bit. Some people need Zmir Shiras HaTishbachos. Hanukkah is a good time for that. People need kumzitzes. People need all kinds of events. People need things. If the goal of those kinds of events is to enhance our petitchkos advarim, to give us more excitement about the Torah mitzvahs, that's a beautiful, wonderful thing. If it's just we're playing music, and we could be playing Gershon music, but it doesn't look nice, so we're playing Jewish music, but it's not really there to enhance our avodas Hashem. That's cute. That's not really what the goal is. So anything that can be done to enhance our emotional connection, our slavos, our enthusiastic connection to Shmiras HaMitzvahs, is all included in what the Ramban says, Ben Yisum HaMavcha, Ben Dishkos HaDvarim, to be able to keep our Yerushimayim and our Avodas Hashem alive and on fire. So we really have three different approaches as to what we have to be careful about. What exactly does the Halach require of us in the Emesis? It's Eilela, they're all correct. But all three of these parts are critical to our Avodas Hashem. We have to make sure that we don't forget the halacha that's going to impact in a negative way on Shmiras HaMitzvahs. We have to make sure that we don't forget our limud, so we can be yotzei the mitzvah b'diyas HaTorah to the best of our abilities, like the Rambam. And we have to make sure that we don't forget the whole emotional side, the whole excitement that accompanies Matan Torah, in order to fulfill Ramban's version of what this mitzvah is all about. So all three of them are in fact correct. So we can begin to understand the danger of the days that preceded Hanukkah. We can begin to understand just how detrimental Hashkicham Teresecha is all about. Hashkicham Teresecha is ultimately an attack on the last half hour of Shia. It's everything we've said, everything we've been talking about, our authentic Shmiras HaMitzvahs, B'chol Dikdukeihem, B'chol Pratei, done properly, our commitment to Yediyas Kol Torah Kula, our constant keeping of the emotional side of Kabbalas Torah as part of our existence, this was all thrown into question. This was all potentially going to be removed from us. This was all part of the Gezeira of the Yavan Lashkicham Teresa. So the question is, where do we go from here? The Baruch Hashem, we were, Kesh Baruch Hu performed decent for us, and we were victorious over the Yavanim. And now we find ourselves on the seventh day of Chanukah, and we Baruch Hashem, don't have to be worried about external Lashkicham Teresa. Now the real challenge begins. Now the challenge for us becomes, how do we make sure that we don't end up becoming almost our worst enemies? How do we end up not becoming our own Shekhinah Torah? What is available for us? Herod says all three of the above, and it means a new commitment, a heightened commitment to all three of the above. But perhaps we can go a step further and always connect to what we spoke a little bit about yesterday. So yesterday we spoke about the Rambam's presentation, the end of Hilchos Me'ilah, about what it means to be Shomer the Chukim and the Mishpatim. So Shmira, the word Shmira, says the Rambam, connotes taking something seriously, taking responsibility over something, watching, guarding over something. If I'm not mistaken, I think we just finished learning a sugya about Shmira. Now, there's a Shomer, there's a Shomer Chinam, there's a Shomer Sachar, there's a Shoyel. The common denominator is that you have to be careful, you have to watch. You have to guard something. There is no question that depending on the value of what the item is, so a person is going to take his shmirah with significantly more caution. If I ask you to watch something and it's not worth that much anyway, so I'll watch, whatever the din is, I'll watch. But you know, I'm not going to lose any sleep if the item gets lost. Well, the bafka is not going to be too upset. Maybe it has to be reimbursed. It won't be, it has to be reimbursed. Who knows? It's not going to be so critical. But if somebody entrusts me with something which is so, so, so valuable, well, the more valuable it is, the more I'm going to be careful with it. I'm not going to delegate it to somebody else. I'm not going to be that shemesh mashal shemer. I'm not going to be pesheya. If I realize that this is so valuable, I'm probably going to hold on to it for dear life. That's what Chazal meant in the Pesukim Parshas Vayishlach. That says that Yaakov sent to Esav all the animals, this amount of cows and sheep and goats and donkeys, and a whole bunch of different animals. And then it also says, he sent things that he was holding onto in his hands. What does it mean, his hands? And the first one explained that the Medrash says that Margolius Davis, that he had diamonds. His diamonds he held in his own hands. His diamonds were not things, the animals get to roam. We roam around the desert a little bit. He was battle here in the Yiddish Kefelech. But a diamond he didn't put down. He was holding on to the diamond. The person, that's a very expensive jewel. They keep it in their own pocket. They hold on to it. The verse says, other mashish b'kisa b'chol shah. That's why matzah most of Fuzorim is, we can assume it was Yiddish. Because people are very careful. They're always checking. They're constantly making sure to make sure they lose their money. It's very, very important. So a person is shomer to a greater degree. The mitzvah of Ushmartem Sukosev as Mishpatai, the Rambam described yesterday, is the mitzvah of Shmira. Now it's not surprising that Chazal tell us, Rashi quotes the Chumash, the Torah speaks multiple times of Shmartem Basisem. You have to guard, you have to watch, and you have to observe. So what is Ushmartem? So yesterday we saw the Rambam's version. Ushmartem means the granting of significance, the way we view mitzvahs has to be derech shmira. So Rashi quotes from the Sifrei, Ushmartem basisem, Ushmartem zo ha-mishneh, basisem zo ha-maiseh. Ushmartem means to learn. Ushmartem means to learn the sugyas. Ushmartem means to be oisik the Talmud Torah. That's what Ushmartem means. Are these two different pshatim? Is the Rambam's version of what Ushmartem means a mindset of significance different than Rashi and the Sifrei? I don't think so. I think they're both saying the same thing. I think what the Sifrei is telling us is that the method that's used to grant significance, what's going to give significance to something? What you spend time on, when you think about something, when you focus on something, if something is important to you, you spend a lot of time on it. Ushmar Artha means that Liman HaTorah is our way of demonstrating just how choshev the Din HaTorah to us, just how important we treat this gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us, just how significant we view the Mitzvah HaTorah. If we view the Mitzvah HaTorah as, yeah, it's like, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave an animal to watch, but, you know, we watch it, we don't watch it, we're Peshay, we're not Peshay, you know, big deal, what's a big deal, it's only a goat. Or do we say, no, wait a second, you're calling the Pneumim, it's greater than all the jewels in the world. It's infinitely more significant than anything else that exists in this world. If that's how we view the Dini HaTorah, so then we're going to be the best showman possible. Not only we're not going to be Peshaya, we're not going to be a Shem Shemas L'Shemer, we're going to have them in a Babi Yadai, we're going to keep the Dini HaTorah in our hands, we're going to guide them in our lives, we're going to spend as much time as we can. That's what it means to be a Shomer Torah. We speak about people being Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. We don't speak about people being Mekayim Mitzvahs. Say, if you ask about somebody, is he Shomer Torah Mitzvahs? What was the last time we asked, is he an Oseh Torah Mitzvahs? No, is he Shomer Torah Mitzvahs? It means, how serious does he take it? How important does he think it is? We speak about a Shomer Shabbos. We don't ask, is the guy a Zeicher Shabbos? Is the guy a Mekayim Mitzvah Shabbos? Is he Shomer? Shomer means that he treats it appropriately, that he understands the significance of it. Liman HaTorah is the method that we have, which Baruch Hu granted us as the demonstration of a person's Chashivas HaTorah, and it works in circles. Namely, the more you learn, the more you're demonstrating how important the Torah is to you, and the more you learn, the mela, how important it will become to you. It's a cycle. That the more and more and more time you spend with Torah, the more and more you fall in love with Torah, the more and more you realize just how chashiv it is, just how yikar pnimim it is, the mela you will become an even greater shomer Torah mitzvahs. So the Yevanim's goal was to undermine all of the above. The goal was Hashkicham Torasecha ulavir mechaker tzedecha, to break up Talmud Torah, to disrupt Talmud Torah. This is something that was done time and time again throughout history. You know, the Romans repeated this. When the Romans, why did they go out against the Rabbi Akivas and the Tragians? Because they realized that the first line was Talmud Torah. If you breach Talmud Torah, then everything else falls by the wayside. And if you're strong with Talmud Torah, then everything else stands as well. That's the way our lives are. It's literally a row of dominoes. The first line of defense is our commitment to Liman HaTorah. Now, as we're coming towards the end of Hanukkah, at a time when we're victorious, and Hashkicham Torasecha, Avim Mechukim Tzonecha, the plans of the Yevanim did not reach fruition. Now the Avodah really becomes each and every one of us. How much do we take to heart? How much Chashivas HaTorah do we give? How much does that Chashivas of Liman HaTorah impact on our Shmiras HaMitzvahs? On our Avodas Hashem, how much does it impact on our observance of the mitzvahs properly, like Rabbeinu Yonah? How much does it impact on our lifelong goal of pursuing of Yedias Kol Torah Kulo to the best of our abilities? How much does it impact on the Ramban's understanding? How much excitement do we bring to the table? How much eslavos? How much enthusiasm do we bring to the table? These are all the questions that have been Torah asked. I ask all the time, for sure, as the days of Hanukkah are slowly coming to an end. We'll conclude with the famous Maamar Chazal, what tells us about that there was one of the Amoraim got very, very ill, and he was on the brink of death. And we know that sometimes there are these otherworldly experiences. This particular Amoraim, his neshama almost crossed over a little bit, and he heard a little bit mashes of what was going on in the next world, and then he came back to life. It's almost like a Chesed Mason. And when they asked him, so what did he hear? What was going on in the next world? So he said that he overheard the voices were saying, Ashrei mi shebo lekan v'tamuda biyadoi. Happy is the person who comes here to the next world, Gan Eden, v'tamuda biyadoi. The Torah is in his hands. Nice song, Ashrei mi shebo. Very beautiful. What does it mean, tamuda biyadoi? So notice Chazal do not say, Ashrei mi shebo lekan v'lomad 100 bat. Ashrei Mishabolakan got 100 on the Bechinim. Is that what they say? Ashrei Mishabolakan Tamud Biyado. What's made Biyado? Biyado is Mincha. Biyado, the Dvar Magolius Tavis, is a person come to the next world, the Tamud Biyado, He comes to Rebbe Yerushalayim and presents to Rebbe Yerushalayim, this is my most precious possession of 120 years in this world. Rebbe Yerushalayim, I was in this world for 120 years, and this is what I accomplished. This is what I'm bringing back to you as a mincha. Biyadai, I'm bringing the Divrei Torah biyadi. Well, the Divrei Torah biyadi my entire life, were they a pikadon? Were they something that I watched and guarded carefully my entire life? Was it something that I was careless about, I was negligent about? That's the real question. That's been about the other. So hopefully, Hashem, we should continue to be mechazik ourselves. And Chazor over the next couple of days, or Chazor over the next couple of days, is the expression of the truth of everything that we've been talking about for now. Hopefully, Hashem, next week. So when are we starting? When are we starting the post-man shiurim?